This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Miss me? Come on, a little bit maybe. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for your support, for your turkey dinner support. No, really. I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed your dinner. I enjoyed mine. My couple of days, right? Hopefully you did too. Now, remember, if you go back and get those shows, let's say... You want to know what happened? Like, what is Black Friday? Who came up with the term Black Friday? And isn't that kind of racist? Why is it Black? Why isn't it Brown Friday? Why isn't it Yellow Friday? Call it Green Friday. Big? Don't really care one way or the other. Again, 557-32-5562. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the first break. I know you all love when she comes on, you know, when she's with us. And I appreciate, you know, her input on this. Look at all the news that's going on, all the news we need to catch up on. Strzok and Lisa Page is upset. She's upset the president is making fun of her for having an affair with somebody. I mean, seriously, what do you want him to do? So now she's striking out. Because she's afraid. You know, with him making fun of her, you never know what could happen. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? People already know that you had an affair. What's interesting is she's not dealing with the line, you know, the line, lines or line, right, that she was concerned that the president, President Trump, was going to become president. And then what? But what are they going to do? Oh, my God, the world is going to come to the end. Remember all the things that were supposed to go sideways? That were supposed to go bad for everyone? Yeah. Problem is none of them ever happened. Well, actually, it's not a problem, but you know what I'm saying. None of them ever happened. So now what? And the beauty behind all this, so the more and more I listen to these guys, and I like to listen to them because it's so much fun. Yeah, I know. You guys got to come nuts. But when you're listening to CNN, you're listening to, you know, MSNBC or any of those. Not that you should, but I do. You know, I got to have some entertainment in my life, you know what I'm saying? But when you listen to them, right, you hear how we're picking on Biden and you know, leave the Bidens alone. This is an attack on one of his, on a challenger for the... Look, let's just be honest about this. Joe Biden is no challenger to President Trump. Can we at least get that down? Right? It's just amazing to me. He's not going anywhere. He will not... I really don't believe that he'll end up being the nominee. I don't know why I say that. I just don't get it. I don't see how that's going to happen. Right? I mean, and everybody's so worried about hurting Hunter Biden's feelings, right? This is the guy that married his brother's widow. Then he cheated on his brother's widow with a stripper. Okay? I mean, this is a real upright guy. Then he impregnates that stripper. And then he publicly denies the child. And then the Bidens call President Trump immoral. Doesn't that show you that there's something wrong upstairs? Now, Biden, Hunter Biden now claims that he's in debt. He's unemployed. No monthly income. And he's fighting his baby London Roberts, I guess, in a child support lawsuit. So the Bidens are broke. Sweet Jesus, what do we do? How are you broke when you make over $160K a month and you basically don't even have to show up for work? How does that work? You cannot, listen, just for some of you who don't know, you cannot put that much blow up your nose. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to be honest here. Hunter Biden is demanding his financial records are kept secret in an ongoing child support lawsuit. Isn't that classic, though? I want you to hide. I want you to hide my finances, but President Trump's are open for the last 10 years. Right? Now, the money, they need to see the finances for the lawsuit. Now, you know, I wouldn't put it past the left to start talking about how this is just a right-wing smear job against Hunter Biden, because that's their mantra, right? Katie Hill used the same thing. Even though she voted on a law that she broke, she voted on it, so it wasn't like she didn't know about it. And what did she do? It's a right-wing smear job. Now, if that was a person on the left, that would be a whistleblower, right? When you tell on somebody who's breaking the law. But when it happens to somebody on the left, now, all of a sudden, it's a right-wing smear job. God, this is so confusing. I don't know if I can smoke enough crack for this to make sense. Biden's lawyers filed a motion for a protective order in the Arkansas Circuit Court. Right? They argue that they want to spare their client public embarrassment and annoyance and undue prejudice. Okay? And they don't want him to be oppressed by those who see his finances. How am I going to be oppressed? You should be oppressed. You should be depressed that you had all this money. You had all this money coming in, and it didn't do you any good. Right? Hunter had a child with the 28-year-old London Roberts after meeting her at a D.C. strip joint where she worked as a stripper and maybe more. We don't know. I'm just saying. Right? And she's not being compliant. She's demanding a hefty child support payment. Why not? No, seriously, this guy went after his widow's wife? Come on, give me a break. No sympathy here. We'll see what Kimberly has to say on the other side of the break. Show me to your host, just to the real side. Don't go for it. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or FLA OneShrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or FlashRouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us, always being with us and tuning in. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot you can do. You know, I feel pent up from last week. Like I could roll out four times the words that I normally would. But see, you have to be from Boston to be able to pull that off, because I don't know anybody else that could talk that fast. Speaking of which, almost, anyhow, Kimberly Moran joins us. As she does every week, I always appreciate her time with us. Hey, Kimberly, what are you up to?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. But you're supposed to get snow there again, right?
It's snowing right now again. Yeah.
I saw the videos in Boston, the Massachusetts Turnpike. You know, all backed up and you know cars sideways. I'm going, yeah, snow's beautiful.
Well, excuse me, it snowed, I don't know how much we got a good amount, but then it's snowing again tonight, So,
good for you.
We're going to get good overnight. It doesn't faze me one bit. I can work from home, and I don't have to go out in it.
Well, it's pretty in pictures. How's that? I'll leave it at that.
It's very pretty in pictures.
All right. So let's talk about, let's talk about some nice people. I'm trying to be nice about this, but it just irks me to no end. So before you came on, I was talking about Hunter Biden. Okay. Now here's a guy that married his brother's widow. He cheated on his brother's widow with a stripper.
Wait.
Well, what?
Did he marry her, or he was just dating his brother's widow?
I thought he married him. Okay, well, maybe he was just dating her. Okay.
I don't know. That's just disgusting in the first
I've been
place,
wrong
but.
Before. Okay? She wanted to keep it in the family, so to speak. I don't know. She cheated.
Apparently.
Stop it. Cheated on his brother's widow with a stripper. Then she gets pregnant, right? He denies he fathers the kid. And now he doesn't want his finances to go public. He doesn't think she should see his finances. And in all of this, they still want to tell us how immoral President Trump is. I mean,
he's going to have no choice about his finances when it goes to court because she's going to be suing for child support.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But wait a minute.
Oh, they can seal those records, right?
$160,000 a month. The guy made millions, okay? And he's trying to tell us that he's broke, he's in debt, he has no job. Well, use daddy's name. I'm sure you can get a job at another gas company someplace, right?
Well, wasn't he just working in the Ukraine until recently?
Yeah, something happened with a really, really plush deal he had there. I don't quite know what it is. But I tell him, you can't blow that much stuff up your nose. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not that kind of money. Not without being dead.
Not without dying.
Yeah, exactly.
we could talk to Keith Richards about that.
I know, right? Yeah, but I think he's got like cockroach DNA, doesn't he? I mean, nothing kills that guy. Nothing hurts that guy.
No.
You know?
No. Not one thing.
The whole band is going to be dust, and he's still going to be rocking out. I mean, think about it.
That's true. That is very true.
Well,
but no. My favorite part is no malarkey.
Oh, Joe, yes.
Joe Biden's too.
His 8-day no malarkey. You know, I got to do this. Did you see the clip of Joe Biden sharing his story about the young kids loving to rub his legs?
Oh my God, yes, I did. Oh my God.
What a great diet plan for the rest of us, just envisioning a little kid in the pool, rubbing his legs, and... go ahead.
He's really disturbing. He's a disturbing guy. Like, the more he talks, the more disturbing he becomes.
Can you imagine Donald Trump saying, I love when I'm in the pool, and the little kids, like, they're, come up and rub the hair on my legs?
It was... and what else did he say? I love a little kid sitting on my lap.
Oh, I mean, seriously, there's something.
What are Democrats? He's definitely not going to win the nomination. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But he's just out of his mind. Like, Democrats must be going mental, wondering what the heck they're going to do with a candidate, because even with the new morons that are in there, Bloomberg and DeVille Patrick, and he's called DeVille because when he became governor, just so those of you who don't know, when he became governor of Massachusetts, he changed all the official governor vehicles to Cadillac DeVilles.
Oh.
So that's why we call him DeVille Patrick, never mind the thousands of dollars worth of draperies he replaced.
Oh,
anyway. But so they got these morons moving it. I mean, they obviously, Democrats know they've got nothing.
Yeah, no, especially with him. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
My God. And then you have Bloomberg jump in the race. I know, did you hear about him last week? Thinking, talking about
I saw a commercial.
Well, he has to take money away from poor people so they don't get rich to buy stuff that's going to harm them and they can live longer.
Oh, my God, yes, I saw something on that today. I got to take money from poor people so they can't buy soda so they won't get obese and die.
There you go. Right? I mean, can you believe these people? And it just gets better. And then Liz Warren, who's sitting there talking about old white rich people. I mean, listen, for some of you, for you trollers that are listening, think about that. Liz Warren, who gets $460,000 a year, who was getting that for teaching one class at Harvard, is talking about old, rich, white people that shouldn't be running for office. Let that sink in.
Yeah, and she's one of them. Me too. Yeah.
Oh,
they,
God bless America.
It's really... But you know what the good thing is? And this is kind of what I like, okay, is that they're just showing their true colors to normal people, like with this single-payer healthcare crap that everybody knows is horrifying. Well, anybody with a brain. You know, talking about giving away all this free stuff to everybody. You know, oh, who's going to pay for that? Well, you know what? At least Bernie Sanders admits that the middle class will be paying for all that fun stuff.
Yeah, you know, was it Chris Matthews was one of them. I mean, and I'm not a Chris Matthews fan, but I mean, he held Warren's feet to the fire, and he's like, wait a minute, somebody has to pay for this. Tell us that the middle class... their taxes aren't going to go up. And she accused him of using right-wing talking points. He goes, no, they're economic talking points. How are you going to pay for this? Anyway,
I didn't even see that. She actually accused him of right-wing talking points.
Oh, yeah, she told him those are Republican talking points. Chris says, no, they're not Republican talking points. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Kimberly's not going anywhere. We'll be back in a few. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 95, back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility about 10 miles away from Plains where he lives. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection. The Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president. President Trump attending the NATO summit in London, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway says the White House will not be participating in the impeachment inquiry as it moves to the House Judiciary Committee. She tells Fox News,
on October 8th, the White House counsel made very clear this is an illegitimate and unconstitutional process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Happy news today. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. What? That's not happy? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. If you want to be notified, you want to text alert that we're going on the air, you want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Let me just bring her on. I have a lot of fun when she's on with us. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, to kind of kick the week, get it rolling, and pick up some of the stories from the weekend that kind of blew past us at a million miles an hour. Hey, before we get to, like, Black Friday or anything like that, did you not love what the president did on Thanksgiving Day? They all thought he was out
golfing. Going to Afghanistan? Yeah, no, that was cool.
But not just that. The left-wing lunatics starting to make fun of him for being out on the golf course, right? Did you hear about that?
Oh, because they didn't know he was going, right?
No, but not even that. It's even better than that. It was a story released that he wasn't going to do anything but golf and be out on the golf course. That was going to be his whole, Thanksgiving vacation, so to speak. So they're looking for him out on the golf course, right? While he's on a plane heading out to feed the boys, or soldiers. And then, on top of that, Juan Williams, who I'm growing in disdain for, said, well, it was nothing more than a photo op. Because, you know, he hates him so much. This is where hate really shines through. Hates him so much, nothing the man does is good enough.
Wow, I can't believe he said that.
He did. He said he felt like it was nothing more than a photo op.
Well, he could do the photo op anytime if that was the case. He could have done that anytime. He didn't have to do it on Thanksgiving.
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't need that. He can get rolling anytime he wants to. I thought it was interesting, though, before the reporters were let on the plane or let anywhere near the plane, all their phones were taken away.
Were taken.
I did see that. Wonderful.
Yep.
Anyway.
I did hear about that.
No, I just thought that was great. And, again, he seemed to enjoy himself. He did. If you watched him in the fray, if you watched him in the middle of everything, it wasn't like, okay, can we get this over so I get back home, go golfing, and get some real turkey? None of that. You know?
I didn't see the whole thing. I just saw part of it when he was speaking at the beginning. I didn't see the whole thing. So
all right.
I don't know. I probably missed a bunch of it.
Let's move on to something that you... that you seem to enjoy. Not really. You don't want to really purchase on that Black Friday. You want to give me a lesson, you said. You want to teach me about Black Friday.
Well, because people need to know that the reason it's called, and I'm sorry, I'm choking on water here.
How can you choke on water?
Oh, sorry, I don't know. The reason it's called Black Friday is for accounting reasons, because on the day after Thanksgiving, so many people start Christmas shopping that retail shops are finally in the black again, whereas their accounting numbers, that means that they're not in the red anymore, which is good, which means they're hopefully making a profit.
Supposedly you're making money.
It takes that long. Point,
right?
Right. It takes that long out of the year. People just start Christmas shopping. They spend a ton of money at Christmas, and they're in the black on that day because everybody has the day off. A lot of people, not everybody. Well, I would never shop on that day. I'm not insane.
Well, now it's Thursday.
Yeah.
I talked to somebody at the supermarket. She said, well, we close at 7, so get everything you need by 7. And then on top of that, the other stores were opening at like 5 or 6. And I'm going, oh, that's okay. So nobody gets a day off anymore, I guess.
Yeah, it seems to get earlier every year. Like I said, I don't participate in that because I don't like people that much. But I shop online, which is way easier. But yeah, it seems to get earlier every year. And I know some people make a good, fun day out of it. It's like a tradition. But other people are just crazy. You see videos of people beating crap out
of
each other
the day
after Thanksgiving.
Pushing each other over.
I'm
thankful that I'm bigger and stronger than you so I can get you out of my way to grab that TV set. There you go. That I'm buying for Christmas to bless my relatives with. There you go.
You know, I might go out somewhere on Black Friday if they would let me sit and just sip on mimosas or Bellinis while I watch these morons.
Well, you should set a table up like that at a mall.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
One of the malls has a table. Just sit there and, you know, have your little drink and watch it all go down. I think it'll be hilarious.
I don't know if they exist anymore, but I remember the first mall when I was a kid growing up had a bar in the food court down at the center of it in the bottom. And I'm like, I don't think that exists anymore because I don't remember as an adult ever going into a food court that had a bar in it. You know, some of the restaurants did, but this was like literally a bar. It was a three-story huge mall, and you could see the bar, you know, look from the very top. You could see from the bottom. So, you know, if your husband or your dad was down there, all you had to do is look down and see that they were down there just drinking while you did your shopping.
God,
that's what they need now more of.
We used to throw paper planes off of those things and get caught, but whatever. They're paper planes. Go away.
At least they were only paper planes. Now people throw children.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, you know, we've become pretty nasty. Pretty nasty. We pretty much accept anything. Look, I'm not going to do the story, but I'm starting to put the information together to do the story on how places like Philadelphia and San Francisco in particular, their crime rates are rising, and they're rising like crazy, and it's not just theft anymore. Now it's violent crimes, right? Because what's happening is if you have any reason at all for committing a violent crime, like maybe you have PTSD or something like that, they don't even prosecute you. They don't get you help, but they don't prosecute you either. So now you're sitting there and you're saying, what's to stop me, right?
Sorry, I had to yell at my husband because I could hear him laughing really loud in the background, and I didn't know if you could, too. I don't know what he's laughing at.
I just thought you were at a pool
hall.
I didn't know.
Sorry. I don't... Do you guys have this PR reform, bail reform stuff going on there, too?
Yes. Yes.
I know we have that here in New Hampshire as well, and other places I know have it now, too. And it's basically, they're just letting people out and they recommit crimes.
Well, no, it gets better than that. It goes even further than that. Now, we have a cap on what they can arrest you for. So if, as long as you don't steal any more than $950 worth of goods.
Oh, God, that's right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
they just write you a ticket. That's really it. They write you a ticket.
Yep.
and they let you go. And
they're... I know. I understand we need reform in our justice system. I totally agree on that point, because for some things we went way too far. But right. Now they're going too far in the opposite way that's actually harmful to people. If there's a victim in a crime, that person needs to be punished who committed the crime.
Right.
You know?
Who's the victim when you... You know, crapping in the street or peeing in the street or leaving your needles around. And, you know, if you go to the supermarket and you steal like $300 or $400 worth of groceries because you got two kids at home you're trying to feed, you know, that big corporation, they can lose a few $100. What's the big deal?
Okay, well, first of all, to go to the bathroom in the street, that affects anyone who might walk near there, okay? Yeah. That is a health danger to anyone in that area, number one. Number two, as far as stealing the food, that increases the prices for everyone else. So yeah, that's not a victimless crime.
You can
it's not stealing
it,
from
though.
Corporate USA.
you're an older white person. You can afford it. You know, your white privilege will kick in, and you'll have a few extra bucks to pay for it.
Well, you know what? Don't have kids you can't freaking feed.
I love these things because they never go back and check these laws. They never go back and see if they're really doing what they're supposed to be doing. San Francisco's out of control, and the district attorney in San Francisco's even pulling back further on laws that he won't let them enforce, which I never really understood. If the legislature passes laws, you're supposed to enforce the laws.
The legislature that's voted in by the people.
Yes. Well, but the district attorney would say, I'm voted by the people, too, and they don't want me enforcing those laws. You should hear them. This is crazy. Right? And the cops would sit there with their hands tied going, we don't know what to do. We'd love to protect you. We'd love to clean up the streets, but we can't do anything.
Anyway, no, they're not allowed to.
Joe Messina, your host, take another shot of whiskey. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. These are real stories. This is not the Twilight Zone. Yeah, it could be. We'll be back in a minute.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
No, you don't. You do not want to be elected. Let me tell you what. You don't want the aggravation. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Listen, if you want to be notified by email, the way to do that is simply go to the website, sign up for our email blast. If you're not into the emails like some of you have told me, and you want a text alert, it's really simple. Text TRS, three letters, ain't that hard, TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me just bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick things off, get things rolling, and talk about all those stories that people are not talking about over the weekend. By the way, Kimberly, I wanted to make sure that you understood that Epstein did not hang himself, right?
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, God. This is like every day now. It's kind of like they should do a thing like they did years ago, right? Day 361 of Epstein not killing himself, right? Don't you think that would be
oh
cool?
Oh, my God.
Do something like that.
Some of them. You know what? Some of the memes are just too funny.
Yeah.
They've slowed down, but they'll come back. Somebody will start kicking them out again.
Right.
But, yeah, some of them have been pretty funny.
Oh, they're hilarious because, again, you think about everything surrounding this, and all of a sudden, you know, the guards falling asleep for the first time in 40 years where the cameras didn't work. The guards fell asleep. I mean, everything was a perfect storm. These guys should have gone out and bought lottery tickets the next day, don't you think?
Right. What are the odds of that ever happening? Yeah,
I know.
The whole. And I hope they truly, you know, and this is one of those things, I hope they actually truly investigate it because, you know, it's so many regular people are sick of seeing privileged, quote unquote, people get away with murder, literally, and get away with crimes that all of us would be in jail for multiple years for because, you know, we couldn't afford a million-dollar lawyer, nor do we have million-dollar or millionaire, billionaire friends,
right?
So to speak.
No, you're right.
So, you know, this kind of case is one of the reasons why a lot of people don't trust the justice system. Never mind their own experiences with them, you know, within it. But this kind of thing, high-profile cases like this, is why people still think things aren't fair. Because nothing will probably ever happen out of this. Those poor young women who were sex trafficked, will probably never get any kind of justice. I mean, the guy's dead, so that's good for them, but they're probably never going to actually get justice.
Well, they'll never get to the prince. They'll never get to any of them. You know what I mean? Just
no. Oh, just God, that piece of crap, Prince Andrew. Oh, my God, that interview was... I didn't even watch the whole thing. It was so horrifying.
You know, and you're right about this. I mean, when it comes down to who actually, you know, gets justice or what have you, they are still pushing Professor Ford, right, who can't tell you anything. She can't give you names, times, places, or anything else. And Kavanaugh should be removed, and he should be indicted. And they go, really? There's nothing there. There's no there. But yet you have all these other women on the Epstein side, and because it might incriminate some other ones that...
Oh, they don't care anybody about them.
Right?
Yeah.
Those ladies don't count. Those girls don't count.
The ACLU gave that whack job Ford an award for courage.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Courage in the face of amnesia, apparently. I don't know.
Courage in the face of lies.
I just agree.
Yeah, and you're right. And they don't seem to care. They just seem to kind of black out when it comes to the other side, like the Epstein, like Weinstein, or is it Weinstein, whatever, that creepy, awful, horrible man.
Creepstein,
They seem to black out or just sort of, well, what about Roman Polanski, for God's sake?
Oh, they're giving him awards from afar. How do you like that?
I know.
Right?
Or that creep, absolutely creepy AF Woody Allen.
Oh. Yeah, he...
I mean, come on.
But they're artists. They have different needs.
Oh, yes, they're artists.
Right? I mean, seriously, you listen to these people make excuses. It's just amazing to no end. Anybody on the left gets a ticket for pretty much everything. I mean, just write it right down. Look at, what's her name? Lisa Page, right? Now, she's come out ahead of all of this and says that her text messages are taken out of context. Well,
the fact that she's a whore isn't. Sorry.
Well, better you say it than me. But think about this, right? So she finally breaks her silence. She can't stand that President Trump is making fun of her and Peter, right? Well, why wouldn't you? You know, here's two people supposed to be upholding the law, right? And what are you doing? Your bias shows through in every text message you said, you sent, and you're saying, you know, it's no big deal. It's only a political thing. The problem is, it's one thing to say you can't stand somebody. It's one thing to say that, you know, Republicans suck or Democrats suck or this guy, any of that, that's fine. But when you start talking at the level that you're at as FBI agents and you're talking about how you're going to stop this guy, he's not going to make it. We have
no
an insurance policy.
Yeah.
That's a problem, right?
That's a huge problem. That's a huge problem. I mean, these people still are roaming free.
Walking the streets, as they say. Well.
Because James Comey is still running around like he's did nothing absolutely wrong.
I can't wait.
Who's that other idiot? Brennan.
Oh, yeah. Brennan, Clapper, Comey.
Clapper. All of them.
All of them.
All of them. This is only what we know, Joe. We've talked about this before. What we're seeing is only what we know. Imagine what we don't know that's gone on over the past decades.
Sure.
No, I love this, right? And then this Virginia Roberts. Somebody just sent this to me, like, while we were talking. That Virginia Roberts, she claims she was the one that was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein and forced to have sex with Prince Andrew, right?
Yep.
I mean, she's 35 years old. She did an interview with the BBC, a whole hour. My God, they must be dying over there. You know, the Queen's having a little bit of a fit, I'm sure, right?
And well, he's been, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, he's not doing any public appearances. Basically, yeah, he's being, like, sort of shunned.
Yep.
By the Queen.
His duties have been taken away from him. You know, I mean, seriously. I can't remember what he called. Andrews called Epstein something, right? That he was kind of out of sorts or it was bad behavior. Something that really just kind of, you know, made it of no big consequence. So.
The whole thing. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Right.
But what the stuff he was saying, I was just like, my mouth dropped. I'm like, did you really just say that? Like, there's pictures of you with this young woman. I don't think we'll ever find out the whole truth about that whole thing that people have been talking about for years and years and years.
Right.
That's just been swept under the rug and no one cared about because Epstein was a who knows how millionaire or billionaire, whatever. And then he served millionaires and billionaires from probably both sides of the aisle. Both, you know, no particular preference, one or the other. But lots of people would probably be taken down by being involved with him, and that's why we'll probably never actually know the truth, and these young women will never get justice that they seek, ever.
Yeah, you know, the more and more I have read about this and read about Epstein, apparently he only had a couple of clients. And when I say a couple, I mean one handful of clients. And what I have read is he made most of his money basically by blackmail. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, he would force them. You can't force anybody to do anything. I realize that. But he would kind of blackmail them into investing in certain things that had to do with him and what have you. And that's where he made the bulk of his money. So, you know, you look at this. What's going to stop him from doing just about anything? And here's a woman who has come forward. Let's see if she will really be believed. Okay, now she's done a couple of interviews. She's been specific about times, unlike Professor Ford. She's been specific about times and places and things that went down. Let's see if she's believed.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah, they don't seem to care if it's someone on their side who is going to cause harm or out the truth about someone that they like.
Right.
So to speak, you know, for lack of a better word. You know, like they didn't care that Hollywood didn't care that Roman Polanski raped a, 13 or 14-year-old girl? They didn't care about
that. Yeah, but it wasn't rape because, you know, she wanted to have sex too.
Oh, yeah, because she was wasted on drugs that he drugged her up with. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was, what's his name? Whoopi Goldberg. You know, she's like,
oh,
you know, not
rape,
all rape,
rape
is rape.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
My God, if that was a female on the left who made that comment, The View would do a whole show over ripping them apart.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, they would.
Okay.
But because it was her,
yes,
they just let it go. They argued a little bit about it, but that was it. That was the end of that.
I know you want to get back to your dog and your five trees. Are you taking lessons from Melania there? I mean, all the trees in the house?
I'd have more if I had more room.
God bless.
There's a Godzilla tree.
Say, say goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Have a great week.
and we put all her information up. Find her at Granite Rock. Joe Mazzini, your host. It's in the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break from the red carpet of No Safe Spaces. We'll be back soon.